I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, January 28th. In boys high school basketball action Friday night, it was Atlantic beating Clarinda 55-51. Elsewhere, Adair Casey was a 59-36 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Ankeny Christian Academy down Walnut 47-31. Bedford was a 61-35 winner over Leon Central Decatur. Cam beat Peyton Sherdan 83-50. In other boys' hoops, it was Carroll over Winterset 84-70. Clarinda Academy beating Essex 70-49. Coon Rapids Baird was a 43-40 winner over Earlham. Lewis Central down Shenandoah 56-24. It was Creston beating Denison Schleswig 71-65. Des Moines Christian also beat Guthrie Center 57-42 in boys basketball. East Mills was a 55-34 winner over Stanton. Exira EHK downed Iowa Christian 70-37. Harlan beat Glenwood 61-26. Also, I-35 Truro was a 70-62 winner over Corning in boys basketball. Nottoway Valley beat Cordon of Wayne 66-30. It was Mount Air over Liberty Center Southeast Warren 70-31. Oakland Riverside had a 60-27 victory over Missouri Valley. Panorama beat Madrid 60-47. Pleasantville down Lenox 66-32. The Sydney boys pulled off a 56-38 win over Nishnabotna. Sioux City West was a 66-58 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Trainer was a 76-33 victor over AHST. Underwood downed Audubon 56-43. And in overtime, it was Villisca beating College Springs South Page 62-59. Also, Woodbine beat West Harrison 70-66. In girls' high school basketball action Friday, Adair Casey downed Glidden-Ralston 65-26. It was Audubon over Underwood 56-45. Bedford beating Leon Central Decatur 48-38. Cam beat Peyton Sherdan 63-37 in girls basketball. Coon Rapids Baird was a 53-35 winner over Earlham. Corning beat I-35 Truro 43-39. Lewis Central pulled off a 69-44 win over Shenandoah. Creston slipped past Denison Schleswig 45-33. Also in girls hoops, Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center 41-37. Essex over Clarinda Academy 74-16. Exira EHK was a 47-20 victor over Iowa Christian. The Glenwood girls beat Harlan 54-38 Friday night. Missouri Valley was a 56-46 winner over Oakland Riverside. Nottoway Valley beat Cordon of Wayne 56-46. Mount Air was a 37-35 winner over Liberty Center Southeast Warren. Pleasantville girls had a 60-32 win over Lenox. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 54-43. It was Stanton over East Mills 58-14 Friday. Trainer beating AHST 50-24. Tri-Center over Griswold 56-30. Walnut beating Ankeny Christian Academy 47-45. And Winterset over Carroll 54-50. In college sports, the Iowa State men's basketball team looks to snap a 13-game losing streak to Kansas when it hosts the 5th-ranked Jayhawks this afternoon. Kansas has won 10 straight games and leads the Big 12 standings. The matchup will feature two of the league's top big men in Iowa State's Royce White and KU's Thomas Robinson. Robinson and White are first and second, respectively, in the Big 12 in rebounding. Tip time for today's game at Hilton Coliseum is at 1 o'clock. The UNI men look to end a 3-game road losing streak when they go on the road again to take on Missouri State Saturday. The Panthers edged the Bears 61-60 in their first meeting this season. That makes 4 straight games between the two programs that have been decided by a single point, and UNI coach Ben Jacobson predicts today's game will be another tight one.
You know, 4 times in a row now we've had 1-point games, and the games have been highly competitive and obviously gone down to the very last play 4 times in a row now, and I don't see that one being a whole lot different as long as we do our part. You know, they're going to play well with the crew that they've got. And we make sure we do our part, and I would guess it'll be a very competitive game again.
Jacobson says the Panthers can still play much better defense.
In some ways, I think we can play much better defensively. You know, we haven't been bad defensively. We've been good, and that being good defensively, as we found out, isn't good enough. You've got to be great defensively. That's the area I'd like to see us improve the most in. And we haven't been bad. We've been good, but that's being good defensively, that's not good enough. If we can make a couple more improvements at that end of the floor, I think we'll be in each game that we play.
In Jacobson's mind, the defensive end is really where a team can have more say in how a game is played.
You know, at that end of the floor, you've got control over almost everything that happens. You know, there's a handful of nights where guys are going to make shots when you're guarding them, and that's the way it goes. But over the long haul, you've got control over how hard you play defensively, and how well you follow the scouting report, the way in which you block out, how aggressive you are with your rotations. I mean, all of those things are, you know, through practice and through habits and through that scouting report, you've got a ton of control.
At 4-6 in the Valley, the Panthers sit in seventh place in the league. They trail Missouri State by a game in the conference standings. And the University of Iowa wrestlers come into their meet on Sunday with Minnesota off of losses last weekend to Ohio State and Penn State. It's the first time that Coach Tom Brands has had back-to-back dual losses since he took over in 2006.
This program hasn't been there in a while, and the feelings that go with that, don't want to feel that way, personally. And that's where I'll leave it. But looking back, I mean, there's things that you do to move forward as far as getting ready for the next event, that type of thing. But it's no different than any other week in that regard. But looking back, it's the same. It's not a lot of fun.
Brent says they have to get better.
I don't think screaming and yelling, throwing tantrums, if you're going that way to describe screaming and yelling, I don't think that gets a lot done. I think the bottom line is we know what we got to do to be competitive on the mat, and we got to do it. And it's that simple. It really is.
And he said hosting third-ranked Minnesota is something they really look forward to. The match with Minnesota on Sunday is at 3 p.m. and will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN Sports.